Symposium Podcast, the podcast produced by Filtros Brasilia Communication Advisory during the first symposium using qualitative evidence to inform decisions in the Sustainable Development Goals Era, New Frontiers and Innovations. I am Mariela de Oliveira Costa, and in this episode, I interview Rita Deyu from Syria. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you to you. You were the facilitator of the workshop Using Storytelling in Armed Conflicts to Influence Humanitarian Policies. And my first question is, how can I use storytelling in armed conflicts to influence policies?
I think we have to I have to put this into context first. When we have an armed conflict, most of the time we don't have proper access to what is actually happening there. We are speaking about policies that are being made in another country than, you know, in a very different country than the country that is actually at war. And this means that there is a lot of distance between the decision makers and what is actually happening on the ground. So it is extremely important to bring the stories of the people living in conflict to the attention of decision makers who are living in another country, and in most of the cases who are actually not even nationals of the country that is at war, to give them this the opportunity to have the sensitivity, the cultural sensitivity about what's happening there, the empathy with the people who are struggling with these problems. So basically the platform that I created and I founded, which is called Health Workers at the Frontline, is basically about that. It's a public platform to bring the stories of health workers from different areas and different countries facing armed violence to the attention of the policymakers, but also to the attention of the public, because I do also think that changing the public opinion is extremely important.
And there is a website?
There is a website. It's a little bit long, but it's called healthworkersatthefrontline.org.
And what were the goals of the workshop here in Kiwi Symposium?
I think it was first to present the initiative, the storytelling initiative that I established, and also to see how the participants could use the concept of storytelling in their own work. So the first part of the workshop was a presentation about the website and about the initiative, and the second part was actually a group exercise, a group work, to see how the concepts of storytelling and the ethical issues related to a narrative, to qualitative evidence and narrative, can be thought of and can be you know, like solved in their own work and working on the issues that they are currently working on.
And can you tell us a little about the sort of decision-making situations where you have tried to use the qualitative evidence based in narratives, in storytelling?
So I'll take a step a few years back, and then I'll come back to this, to the initiative. I am myself a dentist, and I am an oral surgeon as well. And my clinical work has a lot of quantitative, has a lot of, like, the quantitative element was dominant, let's put it that way. But then when I started working in the humanitarian sector, there the qualitative element became very important, because I was working in communities that are not mine. I was working in different countries, and I really needed to get the sense a sense of the community, a sense of what people think about health. I used a lot of focus group discussions in the different countries that I worked in to inform my work. I managed health humanitarian projects in South Sudan and in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe and before that in Lebanon, and I use qualitative data to inform my decisions and my work. And to come back to the Health Workers at the Frontline initiative, it's a source of qualitative data, it's a source of narrative that can be used as a qualitative evidence. It is still new, it was launched in June, so I have not had the chance yet to use it to change policies, but I am presenting it in different conferences and in different different events, and raising awareness about the initiative and what it's all about. And hopefully in the future, when I will have enough content on the website, I will be probably taking the next step to reach out for the decision makers.
And what have you learned from the Qualitative Evidence Symposium until now?
I just attended this amazing discussion on Indigenous health from the First Nations in Canada. I can say that I was very happy to attend that session. It was beautiful and it was very informative and very new to me. So I'm really grateful to everyone who participated in that. This is just the first thing that came into my mind, but actually every discussion that I'm having with the amazing participants in the symposium, it has been an honor and it has been really great. And I'm really happy, I'm particularly happy from, you know, that I came to the symposium, because I think that the participants are different. They are coming from very different geographical areas and different countries than the countries that I am interacting with on daily basis in London. So I'm really happy that they are bringing a lot of new elements to my knowledge.
Thank you for your participation in the QA Symposium podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Full coverage is available online at qasymposium.org. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.